We've heard the phrase of get your act together, right? That's what God is expecting us to do, is to get our act together. If you want a title, call is a gift, the gift of maturity. We are to be working towards perfection, maturity. And of course, we all have different stages of maturity. Some are relatively new. Others have been with us for a number of years. I'm talking about our time in the church. And striving to move from those being mentioned in Hebrews 5:12. Let's go to there. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Some of us, sometimes the people have been in the church a long time, but they're still immature. They haven't matured yet and grown. Others come in and they mature quickly. You know, I don't know. It's just like teenagers. Some teenagers never get past 5 years old. Another 5 year olds are older than teenagers. You know how that works. I'm going to ask you a question. Do we have our priorities in order, in proper order? If so, that's awesome, great. If not, what needs to be done in order to put them in the proper order? Following God's way is simple. Put it this way. We are the ones who make it difficult. You know, Matthew 6:33 tells us, but first seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I have another message later considering this. But being human or physical, we allow other things to take our priority. Be it our jobs, our hobbies, our interests, sports, school activities, and those we associate interfere with our relationship with God. These things can fall under the category of becoming idolatrous, putting up a barrier between us and our God. The very God we are to serve and love with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength. That's Mark 12:30-33. Also Deuteronomy, I'm going to turn to Deuteronomy 6:4-5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them to your children diligently, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. We should have God's way always in our mind. But again, knowing that we're physical, it's really hard for us to do that sometimes. We as a people, for the most part, do not like jealousy. On Deuteronomy it says, for I, the Lord, am a jealous God. We as individuals don't like jealousy either. We don't like people to be jealous of us or to be jealous of other people. It's painful. It hurts. The most damaging thing we can put before God is what? Ourselves. Me. Sound far-fetched? Not really. At your own leisure, let's go there. Let's go to Proverbs 6. Well, 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives wicked plans, feet that are swift to running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Let's continue through 19. We already did that. We are, for the most part, adults here in this room. We've had some young children here lately, which has been a blessing. We would like to have that more often. But anyway, though all around the world, we have a time like right after the Feast of Tabernacles. It's usually the second Sabbath after they had the blessing of the little children. And this is how and where it should start. But most of the time, after we repent and are baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, we're excited because you know what? We know everything. We have all the answers, right? Wrong. But we have those answers, and what we want to do is try to see how many people we can alienate. That's not what we want to do, but that's what happens many times. But we want, you know, all the answers, and we want to share it with everybody. Let's turn to Matthew 18. Two through five. Beginning at verse 1, at that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he answered them. He called a little child, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." That's awesome, you know. I truly believe the reasons that God or Christ used little children as an example here is that little children are curious. They're innocent. They're always asking questions and seeking knowledge. They seem to follow one answer to a question with another question. "Daddy, Mommy, why is the sky blue?" Do any of you remember your kids doing that? "Where did the clouds come from?" "Is the moon really made of cheese?" That's just an example. And as they get older, they come to the questions neither parent really wants to answer. We know those. "Mommy, where do fill in the blank come from?" And guess what she says? "Go ask your father." And they'll go ask their father, and guess what he says? "Go ask your mother." We're getting confusion here. Maybe they need their mom and dad together and say, "Let's talk about this." Then we grow up and have responsibilities. I'm just going to read this. In 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. As we see the signs of the closing of this age, we need to be diligently seeking the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Please turn to Ephesians 4:14. It says that when we should no longer be children, tossed in to and fro, and carried about every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined in it together, by what every joint supplies, according to the every working which by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body and body to the edifying of itself in love. This way we'll be able to grow in the truth and the knowledge of our Lord and King Jesus Christ. How do we get our priorities in order? We need to be diligent, praying, asking God for strength, endurance, showing us the direction we need to be taking at all times, staying focused straight ahead, either the right or the left, but keeping the kingdom of God first and foremost in our mind, the big picture. Not just for our own selfish reasons, not just to save our own self, but remembering Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption and the redemption of our body. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that, and that's around verse 50. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We look forward to that time. Yet, we will hear rumors. We'll have those who come up preaching another gospel. And we are told to beware of them in Matthew 24:4-5. Yet, through prayer and continuous Bible study, we can be equipped with the knowledge to know when false teachers are trying to steal us away by preaching another gospel that is not of Christ. Stay close to one another. That's another reason we get together every Sabbath. We have potluck afterwards. We can be with one another as iron sharpens iron. We talk to one another, you know. We can encourage one another. So stay close to one another and pray for one another. And remember, just as little children, always be ready to ask the question in order to get the right answer and ask the question again. So yes, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. Have a happy Sabbath.